So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're with me here on the Erica Glessing Show, where we give you 8 minutes of inspiration every day. Oh my gosh, this is for light workers and entrepreneurs, but today really is about love, self-love, getting into love. And my guest, Lauren Herrera, is going to talk about love as a verb. I mean, what could be more fun than talking about that? So welcome, Lauren.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Lauren is a love, abundance, and happiness coach, helping men and women in over 100 countries create more meaningful relationships with themselves, others, and their finances. She's on a mission to help people break habits and create new ones so they can live in a loving lifestyle. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what got you into this? What made this something? I mean, very few people are willing to tackle love.
Yeah. And I was one of the many people who thought it was for the weak. And I was really hell-bent on being strong, independent for years. And I got to it when, I've been in fitness since 2000, and I had my own gym, and it failed. And the gym was really around strength training. It was for female empowerment. And so that was comes from a little bit of the, I don't need this airy-fairy love crap, basically, is how I felt about it for a really long time. Simon and Garfunkel, I'm an Island. I was like, felt that tune out whenever it came on the
radio. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. No.
It failed, and I am in this magnificent, network marketing company around nutrition, and they had a self-development beta group, and I was one of the lucky ones out of millions of people to do it. And so I learned, the thinking patterns that I had that were really keeping me stuck and in the mean girl mode and just not, not feeling fulfilled. And one day, I had allergic reaction to zinc, and I was in an RV for 3 days, and I was scrolling through Instagram, and all of a sudden I saw a picture of the world with love that said, you can't heal and love the world until you heal and love yourself. And so I thought, oh, okay. And it was one of those things where you've heard it, but it didn't click. And so when it clicked, I posted in a couple of Facebook groups just to have a conversation with people all over the world about, how do you practice self-love? And so many people replied, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is actually like some good stuff, right? Right place, right time, right people. And so we formed the podcast a couple months later, and I just interview people about when they realized loving themselves was essential to life and how they're the change they wish to see in the world. So it's pretty cool. It's very fun.
What stops people? Where do you think people get like the most some of the brightest people, even like my guests on the show, are so amazing, and you can still sort of feel that self-judgment. Where do you think people get stuck, and what do you recommend that they do? Just one little thing they can do, maybe even today, to shift this energy a little bit.
I think the one thing that this is really high level, but it is realizing that you are not alone, that you are one and the same of the universal energy, that there is no separateness from you or me, Erica, and you and me and your listeners, and you and me and your listeners and God. It's all the universal mind, that we are all one, and believing that separateness, that we are lowly, that we are scum of the earth. That was some of the things that I learned going to church, that we were so lowly, away from God and this, creative intelligence and love. I think it's believing that separateness. And I think that even planting the seed that no matter where you are, that you are not alone. You are part of this huge, magnificent force that has created all things, who are the universe. I think just that one thing.
Wow. That just gives me tingles. I love that feeling of that. It's such an empowering feeling to connect up to the stars. It's like just saying that like feels like, I think the sensation I get, because of course I'm intuitive, is this more space. I feel more space when you say that.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't feel constricted. I mean, I've suffered a lot with believing in the separateness, you know, with body pain, belly pain, and really having that constrictive feeling where you're just always trying to energize. You know, you're trying to eat or trying to drink coffee or trying to hit the gym, like always trying to fill this energy that seems to seep when you are trying to get to a level of just feeling okay. But it's really that not filling up from the stars, not having that connection every day that says there's something greater that I am and a part of.
That's beautiful. What's one of your favorite books?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with, well, I'll go with a, no, you know what? A Master Key System. I'm sorry. I'm like there's so many, but Master Key System was my first book after The Secret on audio that I listened to, and Charles Hanel, you know, writing it in 1912. Even though it's really hard English to listen to, it's easier to listen to, and then go back and read it because
okay.
really big words like differentiate and here to with, and you're like, what is he talking about? But I think the Master Key System, that really set it up for me a couple years ago to get to where I am now.
And then what's one of your favorite songs from when you were 16?
This Kiss by Faith Hill.
That's one of my favorites. I'm like, oh, this kiss. Oh, baby, I wish I could sing. If I had a voice like Faith Hill, no.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember how sweet she was. I remember watching this documentary on VH1 about Shania Twain, and they interviewed Faith Hill, and she's like, oh, that voice and that body. And I was like, look at you. Look at how non-competitive you are, because you've got the voice and the body too.
I know.
Because you're so used to combating, like, I'm better, I'm going to win the award, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Well, how can we get a hold of you? And then it looked like, it looks like you have some pretty cool things on your website. You have a newsletter, clearly. You also have a 14-day guide to be totally in love with your body, mind, and soul. So tell people how they can find these things and what you recommend for that.
Yeah, you guys can head over to laurenherrera.com, and at the very bottom of the page has the free, you know, kind of DIY courses that you can do on your own. But I'm open to email. So I answer coaching questions, quote unquote coaching questions to people, just to kind of help them make that first step of progress. But yeah, if you go to laurenherrera.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see the free downloads.
Awesome. Thank you for coming today on the Erica Glessing Show.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The Erica Glessing Show is being sponsored today by Happy Publishing and the book, The Energy of Creativity. Get your copy of The Energy of Creativity today on Amazon and awaken your creative genius.